Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
And he chased the pitch in the dirt. Strike three. Another breaking ball. There's 10 strikeouts for Wojciechowski.
Who? Thought I had really good stuff. That was really hot. I just wish I could have done it under maybe a night game.
Stop! Crime.
Dale Arnold. Are you baffled as well?
Honestly, I'm not. The NFL talked to Hill. They talked to people on both sides. But the end result of all this was he ended up not being suspended.
Rich Keefe. Leave a frozen water in your mailbox for your mailman.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
I have the 10 ways to beat the heat this weekend.
Sticking your underwear in the freezer might be one that I might.
First thing I do when I get home, Sam.
I already have three pairs in there.
That's got nothing to do with the heat.
I just like the feel.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Do you wet them before you put them in?
I would hope not. How would you get them on?
Right, then they'd be very uncomfortable.
I mean, the whole idea of...
I would try it. I can't imagine my wife's reaction when she goes to the freezer. My underwear's
Andy,
in there.
What the hell?
Especially if they're some of my less clean pairs.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I would try it, though. That's why you toss it in a plastic bag first. Then it avoids all contact with anything in the freezer.
Sounds like somebody who's maybe put a little too much thought into this, doesn't
it? I mean, they sell all these cool towels and various things you're supposed to put over your neck. So where else would you like to cool first than your, you know, core, essentially? Your lower core. Your nether regions.
Your core. That's what we're calling it now.
It's also good for your fertility, correct?
Frozen underwear?
Well, I think you're supposed to stay a little cooler down there. You're not supposed to wear tighty whities because if things get too warm, it's bad for your fertility. So there's two bonuses. You stay cool on the outside, stay cool on the inside. Maybe that's how Keith had a kid.
I think I know how it happened.
Well, you know, just because you do one thing doesn't mean the next.
Gotcha.
Not always A equals B.
So just before we went on the air today, Adam Schefter kind of dropped a little bomb on all Patriots fans when he said that Julian Edelman has a thumb injury and could miss 3 weeks.
And your significant, your instincts that have been
is that it's longer than that
over a significant period of time are that it's longer.
It always is.
And I bow down to you now because apparently your instincts were correct because I do not like the latest report.
Karen Garigian, superb reporter for the Boston Herald.
And best reporter in town.
And whose sources are impeccable.
Correct, which is why I'm concerned.
She tweeted out, I can confirm Julian Edelman's thumb injury via a source. Here's the line that you're not going to like. He's going to miss a good chunk of time.
I don't like that. Not sure exactly what it means.
That mean?
But I don't like it. I was more comfortable with 3 weeks.
I mean, it's ambiguous in that there's not a number attached to it. You know, it's a good chunk of time. 3 weeks is a good chunk of time.
6 weeks, like you said.
6 weeks.
Your rule of doubling everything. 6 weeks to me is a good chunk of time. 3 weeks is not really a good chunk of time this time of year for a 32-year-old slot receiver who could probably put a blindfold on and be in position where Tom Brady wants him to catch the football.
Right.
So that chunk concerns me. Concerns me even more because I don't know who the other receivers are. I've been trying to stay positive, and I think some of our followers on Twitter.
For you.
It is a struggle. It's not exactly my natural state.
I know.
But I do think you can spin yourself into getting more receivers, more reps, young guys, Brady, first team. You know, now all of a sudden you get Braxton Berrios with more reps against Stephon Gilmore or Jonathan Jones or, you know, whoever the number one slot, all these things. You can sell yourself on that. But if you go down the road now, is this going to be an issue into the regular season? Which, again, the Dale Arnold's rule of doubling it gets you 6 weeks and gets you into the regular season. That's a concern.
Yeah, now you're talking about, is he going to be able to play for the opener?
Especially.
Now, we don't know anything other than he's got a thumb injury.
No, and your rule of doubling it, all estimates, which you learned from the great Larry Lucchino, right?
Well, he once said that. He and I remember vividly he was on the air here, and For the most part, the Patriots don't say anything.
No, and that's why, by the way.
And that's exactly why.
Bill hates a number because if the guy doesn't meet the number, well, now you're behind schedule. Or people like you may have a rule where you double the number, and if I tell you a month, it's 2 months. You know, Nathan Eovaldi's going to miss a few weeks or a few months, and you know how it plays out that way. But the thing that would concern me, if we're legitimately posing the possibility of the regular season being in question, now the whole offense, I don't know where to go. Because Sony Michel is also starting camp on PUP. And the fallback plan, right, is to run the football and play defense because you got a guy who, you know, rushed for 900 yards as a rookie.
Drafted a running back pretty high again.
Right. You have valued Shaq Mason as one of your best offensive linemen, a run-blocking guard. But if Sony Michel's out of the mix, where is the offense coming from? We're just going to have the 42-year-old figure it out on the fly, which, by the way, he's done in the past. He's made plenty of chicken salad over the years, but it gets harder and harder the older you get. I know he thinks he's stronger and faster and better than he ever was, but he's got to have something to work with out there. So, yes, Dale's negativity once again pays off. Most negative radio host in town. That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
So now the question becomes, how long?
A significant chunk of time. Because I'm with Karen. If Karen, who do you trust more, Adam Schefter or Karen Garigian?
Both, but I'm Karen Garigian's sources here are beyond reproach.
You let me know when she's wrong. I can find times when Schefter was wrong,
you know,
or Schefter was pro Patriot.
I can't think of a time.
Karen is not wrong. I'm with Karen. I wish she were a little clearer. She could put a number on
it. She probably was ambiguous for a reason.
Right. And her source was probably ambiguous.
Her line is, he's going to miss a good chunk of time.
Ugh.
What does that mean?
That's not good. It's okay. The Braxton Berrios era had to start somewhere. Why not here? Why not now? See, back to positive Andy.
It's
kind of fun when you just bounce back and forth between positive and negative. Now I see why Ordway does it so often.
Wow. Just, you know, stay on that fence. It's fine. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We did take a call last hour from somebody who basically said that Tyreek Hill did not threaten Crystal Espinal.
Nope.
You know, come on, words can't hurt you. Okay. But you go back to the Jimmy Smith thing. He got suspended for 4 games a year ago for violating the personal conduct policy. The league found, quote, evidence of threatening and emotionally abusive behaviors by Smith toward a former girlfriend. And by the way, Jimmy Smith apologized for his past actions.
Well, that's because that's what we all do when we get in trouble and get caught. You know who's not apologizing?
Yeah,
Tyreek Hill. You know why?
Because he doesn't have to.
Correct. It's funny how that works.
He said, and I'm quoting a piece from the Washington Post, the suspension follows allegations made in a child custody dispute between Smith and Michaela Sanchez, the mother of a young child of his. This sounds kind of similar, doesn't it?
Right up until the end.
In the petition filed in a Baltimore County Circuit Court, Sanchez accused Smith of, quote, a history of being physically violent, unquote, toward her, and of using drugs, including when the child was at his home. In a court filing at the time, Smith denied any history of domestic violence or substance abuse. He said, didn't happen. On Tuesday, and by then he was engaged to another woman, by the way, a different woman.
Moved on.
In a statement posted on the Ravens website, quote, I would like to sincerely apologize to my former girlfriend, the NFL, the Ravens organization, my coaches, my teammates, my fiance, and all our fans. I'm very disappointed that my past actions have led to this suspension. I promise I've already learned much and will continue to learn more from this experience. He threatened.
Correct.
His former girlfriend.
Luckily, Tyreek Hill didn't, and he certainly didn't do it on tape that everyone
that all of us could hear. I mean, it was obvious that there was nothing there.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, the guy said that he would have been honest if he knew he was being taped. It's like all those people that get indicted on wiretaps and hidden cameras. You know what? That wasn't their true selves because they didn't know they were being taped.
Right. Your honesty comes out when you know you're being taped.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I hope he's still listening, but he I just laughed.
Sometimes,
was that a joke?
No, he was the caller of the day, but for all the wrong reasons.
There are times when you're trying so hard, you twist yourself into pretzels. And, you know, we've heard this in other scenarios where, oh, no, that's not what he meant. I mean, that's not what he said. And it's like, really?
And boy, did he light up the text line. And everyone was against him. It's rare that the texters are all in alliance with one another. But
yeah, my favorite text of all, and I'm paraphrasing, said, sounds like somebody who's got Tyreek Hill in a keeper league.
Yeah, there was something weird there. Others posed the idea that maybe this guy has gone down this road, has personal experience of threatening comments that got him in trouble, so he's sort of living through Tyreek Hill. I don't know, but I can't fathom that's not a threat. As I've continued to say, I think most men, if that were their girlfriend, mother, wife, whoever, daughter, you would look at that as a threat and be very much concerned. And I can't fathom the idea that had he known he was being taped, he would have been more truthful.
By the way, apparently, I'm reading Chris Villani, and you mentioned this earlier, but apparently there was a segment on the Today Show this morning about the controversy over Tom Brady jumping into a lake with his daughter.
Well, I was concerned. Nearly ripped the girl's arm out of socket. She didn't want to go.
Well, she may have had second thoughts.
Yeah, that's not a good time to have second. That's the worst thing you can do is when you're cliff jumping.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're either all in or you're all out. You can't half it.
So the Today Show actually put a tweet out, said Tom Brady is taking some heat today over a controversial video he posted that shows him and his six-year-old daughter cliff jumping in Costa Rica. Good Morning America did a segment this morning. Tom Brady's video of cliff jump with daughter sparks big reaction. USA Today put out a tweet today. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady called irresponsible for cliff diving with his six-year-old daughter, whose mom is Gisele Bündchen. So apparently the cliff dive of Brady and Vivi has gotten reaction from coast to coast.
And now WEEI in Boston is doing a segment on it.
We're more mocking the others who have done segments.
But I did. It was alarming a little bit. That's why I don't do that with my kids.
You don't cliff dive?
No. But we jump off things, but you do it separately. So that if they chicken out, you're not doing what Brady did.
So they can chicken out, which is okay for them to do.
This happens everywhere. Parents take their kids to do things. You want them to experience things. It doesn't always work out perfectly, correct? Whether it's skiing or jumping or swimming. They're trying to have fun. If there's anybody to blame here, it's obviously not Tom.
Well, apparently the Today Show, Good Morning America, USA Today have all weighed in.
Wait, you think if you
about the controversy.
If you put Brady, it's good for clicks and
funny
ratings
happens,
and headlines. Huh? Yeah, interesting. Now, I will say, for a guy who has generally been so tight to the vest with his sort of whole image and family and everything over the years, he put it out there, and I wonder if they thought, because Gisele had to have been a little concerned when she saw it, either live or on video.
I mean, I assume she was there, but I don't know
right.
that.
I assume she was, too, and I'm assuming she's thinking
she might have been the one filming
it. Well, that wasn't exactly how we drew it up for the family video album, so to speak. And then Tom makes light of it that she won't have a career in synchronized diving.
Yeah, and he said, I didn't want to be the first Brady to jump off a cliff, and that was a Max Kellerman shot, which
right.
I liked.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's fun, but it wasn't perfect. Could have gone poorly.
God, if it had gone poorly.
I'm guessing they wouldn't have posted it.
No, they wouldn't have posted it.
We would have never known, thankfully.
617-779-7937. Steve's on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good.
What's going on?
Good. Well, yeah, first of all, I am really pissed off that that the NFL is walking away, or at this point, walking away from the situation. Come on. They have it on tape. It's ridiculous. And I, like you were saying earlier, I don't know if it was Andy or yourself, that basically there's something up here, and you know, this should have been taken action against this guy, and because he's a superstar, he's not supposed to have action taken against him. I think it's a ludicrous situation, and I'm just puzzled by how he's going to get away with this. I'm hoping he's not, but I think he is. What do you think?
Well, it already feels like he's gotten away with it, because as I said, no suspension. Although we do know the NFL has backtracked before and goes back and changes some things.
Wait a minute, there's video? What?
Right. But then the second aspect of it, of him getting away with it, there's a contract coming.
Yeah.
I don't know when and I don't know how much, but it's with the Chiefs and it's coming.
Yeah. Well, the question I have is this, though. I mean, ethically, the Chiefs aren't going to do anything because he's like you said, he's a superstar. He's probably the most talented wide receiver in the league because he does so many things. But the other side of it is, ethically wise, like with Kareem Hunt, they walked away from it. You know, I just don't understand why they're going to react like this and not do anything to him.
Well, from a team perspective, I do think sometimes you're too close. you're too close to the guy, the situation. You like him. You think he legitimately has turned his life around. For example, last year, I brought this up before, somewhere in the middle of the season, we can Google this, the NFLPA gave Tyreek Hill their, like, outstanding player in the community of the week award. And I was like, well, seems a little quick here that he is, you know, fixed everything and is this great guy. So, but again, if you're that close, if you're the players around him, you're the team. Week three of last season, he was given the award by the NFLPA. And, you know, this is all going on in the background. This relationship with the fiance, the son, the punching in the chest, if you believe her. But sometimes you're too close.
Right.
Like, he's making plays for you. It's fun. He's, you know, if you're the Chiefs, you asked him to go to this hospital, he went. You asked him to go to this playground and help them, you know, put together a new swing set, he went. And you're saying, this guy's been great. He's been everything we've asked. Well, you don't know what's going on in the background, right? So you're too close to maybe treat it with the severity that it should be. The commissioner isn't that close. The commissioner is the guy that's
that close.
Right, supposed to supersede all right. else and make the right decision. What do we have to do? Protect the shield, right? Got to protect the shield. Well, did you protect the shield here? What if this goes bad moving forward?
I said they're taking a huge chance that this nitwit doesn't do something.
Yeah, you know, follow through on the threat. Right? Realize for her why you should be terrified of me. What reason do I have to be terrified of you? Right? So if he realizes that, brings that to fruition, he looks bad, obviously. The Chiefs look bad. But the guy who's supposed to overlook it all, Roger Goodell, looks worst of everyone.
And can you imagine?
No, and I don't want to because I hope it doesn't.
No, God, no.
Because we've seen enough
of
these.
What does the NFL then say?
Nothing. I resign. That's what they should say. Roger Goodell should say, I resign.
He'll never do that.
Well, no, because he's got like 500 million reasons not to. But do you see that? His career earnings is like $500 million.
And
doesn't that hurt? Doesn't that make you a little nauseous down somewhere?
As much as he drives all of us crazy, I can look at the where the NFL is right now and the TV money and the health of the league, and I could say, he's done a great job.
But could anyone else have done that? Because I think so.
I don't know about anyone else, but certainly other people could have
I believe
done
if I
well.
Go to Harvard or Wharton or any of these
you
places.
You could find somebody.
And probably would handle the PR aspect and the discipline aspect of it better than Roger Goodell has. I think I could argue the totality of the job, you could find somebody who would have increased revenues by whatever massive percentage he's increased and not stepped in it seemingly every chance he had with Hill, with Rice, with Brady, with the Patriots, with the Cowboys. He has stepped in it seemingly at every door. Whenever there was a controversial thing where he's supposed to be the buffer.
When did he get one right?
Right. When did he nail the hell out of one? When did he go back to his office and go, yeah, did that one right today? Because I can't think of a single one. He has stepped in it far more often than he should in his position.
I mean, other than the PED suspensions, which are very cut and dried.
Yeah. You failed, you're out.
Yeah. I mean,
you appeal, you lose appeal, you're out.
Yeah. Those are easy. But I got to make a judgment call here. I got to make a decision based on the evidence that...
Would you want to go through a harbor filled with landmines with Roger Goodell driving the boat? I wouldn't. Because he seems to aim right at him.
You might,
full speed ahead, Captain
you
Iceberg.
You might hit one or two. And
he nails
yet,
him.
Now, he's going to claim. He would claim. I don't believe it. I don't do that. That's Troy Vincent's job or whoever.
Who's the boss?
Yeah, who's the guy at the top of the masthead?
Everyone has a boss. You're the boss. You have a boss. It's the owners, and they seem happy with the lining of their pockets. But you're the guy that oversees everything. It's on your watch. Ignorance is not an excuse. Step in, do the right thing. And this one, I just go back to, seems simple. The easy thing
is the audio tape with the threat.
But isn't the suspension easier than not? There's enough evidence that the public's going to be on your side. Everyone other than
always
maybe the Chiefs fans.
Always err on the side of caution.
Right.
You know.
Four games, no big deal. Brady did four. Edelman did four. What did they do? They went on
Jimmy
to win the Super
Smith
Bowl.
Got suspended for
they
four.
Do four. You'll be back. Hey, Tyreek Hill won't get hurt for the first month. He'll be even faster. He'll be, you know, fresh when everybody else is tired. You can spin anything you want. The easy thing to do here is suspend Tyreek Hill. And for whatever reason, he is on that hill saying, nope. No pun intended. He's on that hill saying, nope, going to do the wrong thing. going to do the wrong thing here and just let him play.
Well, to
makes
your,
no sense.
To your point, and I actually agree with you wholeheartedly.
Why do you have to say actually in that sentence?
Because it,
as
it,
always, it comma, I agree
me.
With you wholeheartedly.
If I go through the judgment calls that he had to make, not the cut and dried ones, the judgment calls, he seems to get it wrong.
He stinks.
Almost all the time.
He's using the wrong coin if he's flipping a coin. Because it's not even 50-50. He's 100% wrong on the tough ones. When there is something to step in, if you're going down the sidewalk, and you know those people that don't clean up after their dogs?
Ew, Roger, I hate those people.
I do too. Roger Goodell would step in it every time. He wouldn't miss it. Even by luck, wouldn't miss it.
And do you think he's sitting up there at the manse in Cape Elizabeth going, yep, got another one. Nailed that one.
He probably is. That's the sad part. And he's probably buffered enough that he doesn't know. He should turn this radio station on and he'd know.
He could hear us. 95.5, 95.9.
Is that the Jab?
The W. No, that's a. That they're the competitors. Thank you.
I thought the Jab was an affiliate, no?
No.
Oh, my bad. Can we get rid of that? Ixnay on the Ab J.
Now, we have two affiliates in Maine. One at 95.5.
Sure, the Jab's not an affiliate?
I live there. I know it. I know the place.
Can we check on that during the next commercial break? I think it's okay.
Wait a minute. So you don't take my word for my home state?
Well, you know,
and the affiliates
Dale.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I need a list of affiliates. Where are
well,
they?
Trust the crack me. Research staff is taking this one off. We trust Dale.
Trust me.
Oh, we just assume the old guy knows what he's talking about because he's from Maine?
Trust me, this one I do know. I screw up a lot of them, but this ain't one of them. 617-779-7937. So apparently, Tom Brady is engendering controversy.
Everywhere he goes.
For a parenting moment that was... Now, I will say this. You're the one who put it out there, Tom.
He did. Well, maybe.
Or Giselle or whoever.
Or the PR flacky and Brady's like, what are you doing? She didn't want to jump.
Oh, if that was the case, if some PR flack put it out and Brady went, what?
Some former Brady
assistant.
Yeah,
no longer.
So what was worse? The kiss on the lips that he created the big uproar about or the cliff jumping that Vivi... Oh, Vivi, this, is that how you say it?
One.
Vivi?
Yeah, this one.
Apparently didn't want to go through with.
Yeah, the kiss on the lips. I mean, people do that. People don't cliff jump with their six-year-olds very often.
Why not?
Do you?
I jump off a rock, Shiprock in Westport, Massachusetts. It's a great place.
Yeah?
We jump off of it. But I don't do the hand thing.
Holding your six-year-old by the hand?
I don't do the hand thing for this reason, because I always thought, well, what if they, because I've seen enough kids chicken out. You know, you do a group thing, five
of
them.
And I don't blame them, by the
four
way.
Four jump yeah. and one yeah, just yeah. looks and like, I'm not an idiot. Well, if you have her by the hand or him by the hand, this is what's going to happen. It could have gone poorly. Luckily, it didn't.
Well, apparently the country has taken notice. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keefe, but we've got a trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
To Dale.
It is a perfect, gigantic bucket of suck.
And Keith.
Have a little respect for yourself.
WEEI on WEEI.
And
NFL star Tom Brady is taking some heat this morning over a video he posted on Instagram. It shows him and his six-year-old daughter Vivian cliff jumping in Costa Rica. Well, a lot of people on social media don't like that. They called Brady irresponsible, saying he kind of yanked his daughter's arm when she didn't appear to be ready and caused her to land awkwardly. Others say she came dangerously close to hitting the rocks. Actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson even weighed in saying, quote, "You know, I have complete faith in you as a man, friend, and player and father, but this just gave me anxiety." We reached out to Brady's representative for comment, but we have not heard back.
That was the Today Show this morning. They're not alone. Good Morning America did a segment on it. USA Today's tweeting about it.
WEEI's Dale and Keith.
We've at least brought up the controversy. We didn't bring up the video until all the reaction to the video. But I'll say this. If Dwayne The Rock Johnson's calling into question, because he and Brady are pals.
They're Under Armour buds.
Yes.
Right? That's interesting. Wonder if they're not Under Armour buds anymore. And I think he was kind of being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no, he was
responding in a way you would respond to a friend on social media. It's just different because they both have whatever million followers and it ignites discussion. Now, is this going to be, because I don't know when Tom will speak. I don't know if he'll get it out of the way early and do it Thursday, Friday. A lot of times he waits till like Sunday, quiet down a little bit. Is this going to be?
Yes.
No.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're going to ask him about this?
Ask him about this? Are you kidding?
I'm not going to ask.
No, I didn't say you. I'm saying Good Morning America does a segment on it. Today Show does a segment on it. You think nobody's going to ask him?
What's the question? Do you regret yanking your daughter's arm? Like, what's the question you asked Brady? Were you concerned about the uproar of your poor parenting on Instagram? Like, what is the question? Dale, I'm going to need you to respond.
Oh, I know.
We're doing radio here. It's live, Dale.
Thanks. I'm trying to think of
pause.
I'm trying to think of how it's going to be worded. But yes, it's probably going to be along the lines of, did you expect the reaction that you've been getting to the video of you and your daughter, you know, jumping off the cliff in Costa Rica?
If anything, I think it normalizes Tom
Brady. By the way, I'll say this. It was still higher than I would want to jump into the
12 feet maybe. Whatever. It's not that far.
It wasn't as bad as the first one that Tom did.
Which, good parenting.
Where I'm going,
start
what
lower.
Are you doing?
But every parent out there has done something stupid with their child that put them in a little bit of harm's way, correct?
Probably.
Like, you go, you get on the sled with them and you go sledding and like, we're going faster than I thought we would.
Uh-oh.
They bounce off. Whatever, right? And we've all been there. It's not that big a deal. Like, I was joking that I don't do it because, you know, clearly I'm a better parent than Tom Brady. I don't hold hands when we jump off. But we've all been there. We've all done something dumb as a parent where you look back and go, that could have been bad.
Yeah,
and you hope your wife wasn't watching.
But we didn't post them for all the world.
But people do it all the time. Google it. I mean, go on Twitter or Instagram. I bet you can find literally a million of them right now. Like, hashtag bad dad, hashtag bad mom, whatever. It's got to be out there. And now, because he's Tom Brady, we have to turn it into like a big deal. Okay, people, relax. Get over yourselves. There's more important things going on. Can I bitch for a minute?
What else are we doing here?
Do you hate computers?
No.
Oh.
No, I like
I'll bitch
them.
To the listeners then.
Oh, go ahead.
So I'm.
I like them.
I have a dual nature job here at WEEI. I'm posting on WEEI.com during the break.
While we're sitting here watching the creative process.
Yes. Ranking the roster. Patriots roster. Head into camp. There's 90 players. I rank them 1 to 90. You know how you do it in Microsoft Word, and when you hit return, you do 1, 2, and it just gives you the whole list?
Yeah.
Well, apparently when you cut and paste it into our, I don't know, whatever you call that, a CMS or a back-end website thingy.
I don't know.
That's the technical term, back-end website thingy.
Uh-huh.
Guess what happened to all the numbers?
All disappeared?
They didn't make the journey from Microsoft Word to the system. So I don't know if you noticed, I was over there typing 1, 2, 3. I'm at 18. I'll let you know when I get to 90. Hope this thing doesn't time out during this segment.
Two, and you probably get it all done by then.
Freaking hate computers. Not as much as I hate Tyreek Hill right now, or the commissioner. Actually, you know what? I hate the commissioner more than Hill right now. Hill made a mistake, but what do they always say? The cover-up is worse than the crime. I don't know if this falls in line with cover-up.
No, I hate Hill more.
You do? You hate Hill more than Goodell? Well, you got to pander to your audience better. Everybody here hates Goodell.
But if I believe, as I do, that Tyreek Hill broke a three-year-old's arm, that Tyreek Hill punches a three-year-old in the chest.
Yeah, that's worse.
I hate that more.
But what about the guy who's enabling him?
Well,
Emboldening him.
No, I hate that guy, too.
Cover-up's
worse. My point
worse.
Is, by the way, I'm getting a lot of blowback from my friends in Maine.
Oh, do you owe Andy an apology?
No. No.
Let's take a minute here.
It's not what you think it is.
Oh.
No, that I'm right about.
Jab's still not an affiliate?
No, it's not.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Dale, we had a caller call in and dispute that, actually.
Feel free. Go ahead. What was that?
I just went D-Generation X or Derek Lowe on your ass.
The caller's
suck
from,
on that.
Yeah. The commissioner lives at Prout's Neck, not Cape Elizabeth.
So Prout's Neck's probably nicer, right?
Oh, it's a lot nicer.
Well, when you're raking in $500 million, hundreds of millions more than your best players for screwing up every disciplinary action you've ever made, you know, makes sense you live in the nicest place.
Sure.
I hate Goodell. Maybe I'm alone. Dale's okay with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the guy. I just said of the two, I hate the one who I think abused the child more.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That one rankles me a little more. Ron's on the cell phone. Hey, Ron. Hello?
Well, that's unfortunate.
That didn't go well at all. I don't even know what happened to poor
Ron. You can't
put
him back on hold in case he comes back? Why'd you have to drop him?
Because he just disappeared on me.
Well, maybe he dropped the phone and he was reaching out to pick it up.
Brandon's up in Maine. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. First, let me say Andy Hart, big fan. Anybody who can make Mark James remotely tolerable during a weekend show must be doing a great job.
Well, so, thank you.
Well done to you.
I'm actually going
to
print T-shirts. But, I make Mark James remotely tolerable weekends. Saturday, 11-3.
I'd be the first guy in line to buy that T-shirt. So I'm calling about Tyreek Hill. First, let me say that I think he is an absolute dirtbag who should have been suspended. I can't figure out how he wasn't. I think what he did was intimidation and emotional abuse, but it was not a threat. A threat has to have some specific statement of intent to harm or to take something away from the other person. So, like, I will break your arm, I will kill you, I will take away your child, is a threat. You should be scared of me is not a threat, but it is intimidation, emotional abuse. And given his prior history, I can't figure out how he doesn't get suspended for this with just, you know, the NFL has said, like, you don't have to actually have proof. It doesn't have to go to court.
Right.
Just like giving the league a black eye, which we know somebody abused that child, whether it was him or his girlfriend. They both essentially admit to beating their child in some way, whether slapping him in the chest, hitting him with a belt, or whatever. So something's not right. He should have been suspended. It's emotionally abusive to the wife, or girlfriend, what he said. And it's intimidation, probably of both the girlfriend and the child. Again, I'm going to go back to it wasn't a threat. And anyway, that was my piece. Thank you.
What the law enforcement authorities in Kansas City said was that they could not determine how the child's arm was broken. Well, if I have a kid, and my kid, I told you, my son broke both of his arms in a rollerblading accident. If the police had come to me after our trip to the emergency room and said, Mr. Arnold, how did your son break his arms, I would have said, he had a rollerblading accident.
Right. I do think it's interesting we have not heard, or at least I haven't heard or read, whatever the story, the family, Hill, the mother, are proposing.
Anything.
A possibility. Throw something out there.
Yeah, fell out of a tree, fell off the swing, whatever.
Now, I will say, every once in a while, you know, I'm around a lot of kids. Somebody says, you know, so-and-so started complaining that his arm hurt. And, you know, we didn't think anything of it for a week. And then we finally went to the doctor and he's got a fractured wrist or he's got a fractured elbow. And you do then say, I don't know necessarily when it happened, you know. Grandpa was wrestling with him on the floor. Maybe it was that day. Maybe
right,
it was
right.
The somersault at the park. Maybe it was the whatever. So it's not impossible for them to be unaware of how it could have happened, assuming they didn't actually do it physically themselves with some sort of abusive action. But because of this relationship and because of the history, it is a lot harder to believe. This isn't exactly the upstanding citizen in town where you go, oh, no, I could
Come
never
on,
envision
what, are you
him.
Kidding me? He would never do that.
Everybody could envision this happening.
Joe's up in Portland. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dale.
Yes, sir.
When I listen to the Red Sox games and I hear you,
yes,
you're on the big jab.
Yeah, they are the Red Sox affiliate. They are not the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
They are a sister station.
No, they're not.
Brother station.
No, they're not.
Cousin station.
They are the home of the Red Sox in Portland. They are not.
And the Red Claws.
Well, I don't know.
They are deeply related, and Andy Hart does an interview each week with them.
Yeah, that doesn't
it's
make
also
it right.
True.
they are not part of our network. Sorry, Joe, you're just wrong.
Dale's getting angry.
You're splitting hairs, Dale.
No.
Yeah, Dale. Who are you going to believe, you or the guy who lives in Portland?
And listens to both stations.
Both stations. You mean you don't hear us on that station?
I hear it on your sister station.
Do you hear Dale and Keefe on that station?
You're splitting hairs, man.
No, you're losing, Joe.
Joe, yeah.
I
had your back, Joe, but unfortunately you kind of ran out of gas there.
What you're talking about is the Red Sox affiliate. Yes, when I'm doing a Red Sox game, that's the station you hear me on. When you hear Dale and Andy talking on Dale and Keefe, it's on a whole other station, not that one.
Side topic, have you ever done lacrosse?
I have not, and it's
I feel
the
like
one,
you should.
I've done five in this
right,
town.
I feel like you go for six.
I gotta figure out a way, huh?
Yeah. It's an up-and-coming sport. See, the PLL had their All-Star game yesterday.
I saw that.
With tie-dye jerseys and fastest shot and everything.
Do you think Bill would give me a quick primer on proper terms and all that stuff? Because he knows all that stuff.
I think he would love to. You should do it. I got a request.
I would do it if they gave me the chance. Just so I could say I did
But don't suck at it. I mean, you got to do your homework. Don't just think, I'm Dale Arnold, I can just mosey on in and do this. I've done five sports, make it six.
What makes you think that I would just mosey on in?
I'm just making sure. You don't want to
I did Revolution Soccer for a season.
Okay.
And I put a lot of work into that.
What do you call the guy who does the face-off in lacrosse?
I have no idea. I don't know the sport.
See, you got to study up.
I know. I'm saying I don't know it now.
Okay, well, don't just count on Bill to teach
you. What do you call that?
Fogo.
Huh?
Fogo. Face off, get off. He does the face off, then he gets the hell off the field, and he waits for another
face. Is that a true thing?
Fogo.
It seems like kind of a specialized skill, huh?
Oh, yeah, but it's huge to the point where they're talking about getting rid of the face offs or the draws or whatever because...
Because there are too many Fogos.
Well, no, but there's like guys that are so good at it, they win, 19 straight or something like that.
Wow. So, like, I'm an advocate of Taco Fall. Just doing the opening tip for the Celtics and then getting off, that'd be the similar sort of thing.
Tip off, get off, Togo.
Togo. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Andy Hart's in the house, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
Tell me who's on that show.
Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
Who?
Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. On WEEI.
So Christian was in here all last week. But the week before that, he was on vacation with his family. I think they were on the Vineyard, maybe, or somewhere down there. And while he was on vacation, he posted a video, which he has reposted here in the last few minutes.
Capitalizing on the popularity of Tom Brady.
He writes, and I'm quoting, "You can give all the instructions you want. Sometimes they have their own plan." And it shows he and his daughter, I don't know how old his daughter is, I'm guessing 8. Maybe somewhere in that ballpark, he and his young daughter jumping off a bridge. Now,
if your father jumped off a bridge, would you do it too?
I don't want to overstate this. It's obviously a
place. Could be a pier too.
It looks like a bridge.
It's a bridge.
You're right. It could be.
I jumped off the same one. It's about 10 feet from the water.
Oh, 10 feet's nothing, Dale, you wuss. You said you wouldn't do it.
No, I don't swim all that well.
Oh, that's probably a good reason.
So it shows Christian and his daughter jumping off. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of people. You can see them in the water around them.
It's the thing to do.
And I guess, now, Eamon, you said you've jumped off this bridge as well?
I have, yeah. Everybody who goes out to the Vineyard, pretty much, if you're of age, jumps off the bridge there.
So they're jumping off
this
bridge.
What's of age?
I mean, like, His daughter is pretty young to be doing it, but I've seen kids even younger than her jumping off when I've done it.
What about parents actually pulling the kid off to do it?
Now, he's not pulling this daughter off, by the way. I should point out, unlike Brady, who looked like he was kind of pulling Vivian off the cliff in Costa Rica, watching this video with Christian and his daughter,
she seems more willing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of, you know, they went at the same time.
I still don't care for that.
Yeah.
I think that opens up the door for injuries.
You can bang heads together. Or...
all of a sudden, her jaw, your head, your jaw, her head, something, concussion. Give yourself some space, people. You need some space to jump off things into the water. Also illegal in most places.
Jumping off things into the water?
Bridges.
Oh.
It's generally frowned upon. I know it's a... certainly in my town it is.
When I come in on the pike every day, there's a railroad bridge, and kids are jumping off it every hot day in the summer. And you know, when you're coming in on the pike, it's right across from where that hotel is that looks like a castle.
Oh, yeah.
And that railroad bridge right there, I mean... I saw kids jumping off it yesterday.
That doesn't mean it's okay.
No, I didn't say. I'm just saying.
And a railroad bridge, you add another layer with trains.
Train. But Christian jumped off this bridge with his daughter.
And is he a good dad?
Oh, I think he's a very good. Yeah.
See? We all do things that, you know, mothers or other parents might be a little bit hesitant to do. But it's all in good fun, right? That's a good experience right there.
No,
that's good daddy time.
I think Christian is an exceptional parent. I think Brady's an exceptional
parent.
Me too.
That's my point. Could he have handled it better? Maybe. Maybe the hand-holding and the uncertainty of his daughter. But I still can't believe this is literally national news. Like, this is on...
oh, it's huge national news.
That's a problem. I mean, I know we're talking about
as soon
it,
as the we were talking about the reaction to it.
Right.
We didn't bring up the video. I didn't really think much of it, tell you the truth.
I did a little bit, but I certainly don't think it's worthy of being a top 10 story of the day or anything like that.
But then the Today Show this morning did it. Good Morning America this morning did
it's
it.
It's Brady sells.
Well, is it Brady sells?
Yes.
Or, well, and
people either love him or hate him. There's passion for Tom Brady.
See, that's it's. There are those who would suggest that, oh, Brady's a Trump guy, and the liberal media is going to try to make him look bad.
No, but that's my point. There's passion there.
Right.
You're going to hook both sides. The people that love Tom Brady or the people that hate Tom Brady, you know, love Tom Brady. Oh, this is great. Time with his daughter. It's a fun video. Or hate Tom Brady. Look at him. He almost ripped her arm out of socket. He could have killed the damn girl. Like,
both
sides are going to react to this, right? That's why they do it. It's not rocket science. Going to get reaction with Tom Brady. I just can't believe I'm going to be disgusted if I have to listen to him answer questions about this
I
at training camp.
I promise you it's coming up.
Luckily, I might be on the air with you and won't be down there asking or listening. Will we go live with that?
No.
How's that work? Will we go live with Tom Brady?
Because they're down there. Right, we're going to be up on that walkway.
We're above it all.
Well, literally. And he's down where that little backdrop is. And
we won't throw to it live?
I don't think so.
We have that technology?
Probably not. Let's just be honest about it. I mean, not unless we could, you know, maybe throw a microphone over the railing there and see if somebody could catch it for us, but I don't think so.
Quick update from WEEI.com. I'm up to 48 in the numbering process journey to get to 90 before
well
I can
done.
Post this. 48, if you're wondering, is Braxton Berrios on my list. We can talk about it later.
Tell me who 90 is.
No, we'll talk about it later. A little big market
tease.
By
the way, it better not be Joe Cardona.
No, he's much higher than that.
I was so upset with the Madden rankings.
Well, he's a long snapper, you know.
No, he's a tight end, according to Madden.
With this team, you never know.
They list all long snappers as tight ends.
What is this, like 1992 with D'Ossi, where you have to be like something else and a long snapper?
Madden doesn't have long snapper.
That's stupid.
And so Joe Cardona, it says T.E., next to his position.
How many passes has he caught?
Never once.
How many routes has he run?
Not a once.
So what are we doing here?
He's called a tight end in Madden.
The only time he's running out is if it's fire, bad snap, and ball's
exactly.
rolling around, and they're just looking to lob it up by Ryan Allen. Wow. Now I'm even more angry about that.
Well, as long as Joe Cardona's not 90 on your list.
He's not. But somebody has to be 90. You can click on it later to find out.
By the way, number 90 would be a much more talented athlete than either you or I.
Well, you anyway.
Have you been on very many
NFL? No, but I can jump off a bridge and swim to shore.
Oh, okay, then that makes you number 89 on your list.
Yeah, I moved up a slot. You're 90.
Brag.
Humble brag.
I can't believe you grew up in Maine as like, outdoorsy kind of, and
I just don't swim all that well. That's all.
Is it a want to or a can't? You got heavy legs or something?
Yeah, I guess. I have been plucked from the edge of drowning 3 times in my life.
Shouldn't you have learned after the first one?
Well, a couple of them were, I was a kid, a young kid. One,
I'm getting back to parenting now.
Once when I was a teenager, I got hauled out.
Whitewater rafting or any extenuating?
No, I've been whitewater rafting too, by the way, and didn't almost drown there.
Well, you had a life jacket on, I was.
Exactly.
Saying. Yeah, nose and toes up.
All good. It was fun. I love whitewater.
It's tremendous.
Rafting.
So you can't swim and you almost drowned 3 times.
I can swim, just not great. I can't swim.
If you've been, quote, plucked out of the water 3 times, you don't swim very well.
No. Well, I swim better now than I did then.
You've never made it like an objective to become more proficient at it?
You'd think that back when I had a swimming pool in my backyard, I would have made that an objective.
You grew up with a swimming pool.
Well, no, just recently, not that long ago, where I had a pool in my backyard.
But isn't Maine filled with like lakes and ponds and rivers? And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you just chose them as places to almost drown. Not to.
I didn't actually choose to almost drown, but yeah.
You're a curious character, Dale Arnold.
Well, I was a real little kid once and started to walk into a river, and my dad said I just kept right on walking and didn't slow down, and he had to haul me out.
Okay.
Well, once I did do what you said. I said, all my friends are swimming out to that float. If I just go, I'll force myself to swim out to the
like
float.
Like a dog, doggy paddle.
I'm going out there. Didn't make it.
So
didn't do so well.
Died.
Yeah.
So I think you should stay away from. Do you go out on boats?
Sure.
And that doesn't freak you out? Do you have a life jacket on at all times?
No.
What do you mean no so brazenly? You've almost drowned 3 times?
Yeah.
And you want to go for 4?
Well, I'd rather avoid 4.
Why wouldn't you wear a life jacket?
No,
oh, I don't
I
look
do.
Cool.
You said all
not
times.
The other people.
No, you
I
said
would,
all
if,
times.
If I had almost drowned 3 times, I'd have a life jacket on anytime I went on a boat, got on the water, anything. What are you, too cool to wear a life jacket? What kind of message you sending to the kids? Right?
That I don't care about life, I guess.
Apparently. That you'd rather look cool than live.
Well, that too. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith. Andy Hart's in the house for Rich. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.